السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم في سورة النور، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أفضل ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Today is an important day. Today is the 20th of Jumada Thani, the anniversary of the birth of the master of the ladies of the universe from the beginning till the end, As-Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. When we read the history of Islam and the history of mankind, we find that one of the most beautiful marriages and families and homes is the home of Ali and Fatima alayhim as-salam. Once you go to Medina, inshallah, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. If not, once you go to Medina, try to look from the gate of Jibreel. They don't allow you to go from that gate anymore. But you can see, you can watch from outside. There is a small gate inside Masjid al-Nabi, small gate, and that gate is named Baytu Fatima. Still this house, this door still exists, 1400 years. This is a miracle. In a country that demolishes everything, they are good at demolishing historic and religious sites, still the house of Ali and Fatima stands there, intact. Baytu Fatima, the most beautiful house. When you look at it, it's not a mansion. It's not big, it's not luxurious, it's not spacious, small room, but one of the most beautiful and most stable families and homes in the history of mankind. The Prophet himself, when he gets bored and tired and exhausted, he comes to this house to get refreshed inside this small room. Not because of the furniture of the room. The room had no furniture. That house was even below the average homes of Medina at that time. Below the average. Was very poor. Was very humble. Very simple house. No furniture. But because of the spirit of those who live in that house, he enjoyed the spirit, the iman, the beauty, the inner beauty of Ali and Fatima and their children. This is why That house was his favorite. He had many homes, but this room was his favorite because of the people who lived there. It was a welcoming atmosphere. It was an atmosphere that is based on taqwa. On taqwa, fear of God. Afaman, I mentioned this last night. God says when you build a house, remember two foundations. Remember. Yes, you may build, you know, many bedrooms, bathrooms, the kitchen, this and that. But remember, two foundations are essential in this house. If you miss them, your house is not going to be beautiful. These two foundations, أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ سُورَةُ التَّوْبَةِ أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِ. Number one, taqwa. Taqwa. Reverence for God. Reverence for God. This is an important foundation in our life. In every business, in every home, in every institution, in every gathering, in every person, in every family. Taqwa Allah. Taqwa Allah Ta'ala. When we fear God, when we respect God, we are not going to hurt others. We are not going to hurt others. And the second, wa ridwan, ridha Allah Ta'ala. Ali and Fatima put the satisfaction of God, the happiness of God, before their happiness, before their satisfaction. This is why their house was the most beautiful. A house who suffered from hunger for so many days. And this is not a fairy tale. This is in this chapter. 3 days they go with no food. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. This is only one episode. And there are many episodes that are mentioned in the history. How oftentimes the Prophet comes and he sees the face of Fatima pale. He realizes that Fatima has not eaten food for several days. Pale, her face is pale. She's about to collapse. One day the Prophet says, Halimmi, halummi ilayya bunayya, get close to me. He puts his hand on her chest and he prays for her. He says, Oh Allah, who feeds the hungry, feed my daughter Fatima. Don't let her suffer from hunger. This is one episode. Another day the Prophet comes, he misses Hassan and Hussein. He doesn't find them at home. He asks Fatima, Aina ibnai? Where are my kids? She says, Ya Rasulallah, there is no food at home and those kids are hungry. So their father, Abu al-Hassan, took them outside to keep them busy. To keep them busy outside. So he might find some food. So the Prophet left the house of Fatima in search of Hassan and Hussein and their father. فَلَقِيَهُمْ, history says, he found them عِنْدَ مَشْرَبَةٍ فَرَآهُمَا فِي مَشْرَبَةٍ يَلْعَبَانِ. Mashraba is the drinking place. There are wells in Medina. People go and get water from there. Mashraba. I remember when I went to Medina 50 years ago, I remember one of them is Mashrabat Ibrahim, one of the wives of the Prophet. Maria al-Qibtiyya alayhi salam, she's Ibrahim. So she had a mashraba, a drinking, watering place dedicated to her. I remember that mashraba. So he found them there, playing, and وَبَيْنَ يَدَيْهِمَا فَضْلٌ مِّن تَمْر. Not a full date, what has been remained of a date, what remains. فَضْلٌ, فَضْل means the leftover, leftover, of dates, left over. They were the children of Rasulullah and Fatima and Ali. They are eating the leftover of dates. فَقَالَ, Rasulullah turned to Imam Ali alayhi salam. He said to him, before it gets very hot, take them back home to protect them. فَقَالَ عَلِيٌّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, لَوْ جَلَسْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, if you can just wait a few more minutes, حَتَّى أَجْمَعَ لِفَاطِمَةٍ تَمْرَاتٍ, so I can gather some dates here in this place for my wife Fatima. She's hungry at home. Just wait for us a few minutes. فَلَمَّا اجْتَمَعَ, when he gathered, لَهُ شَيْءٌ مِنَ التَّمْرِ, few pieces of dates, جَعَلَهُ فِي حِجْرِهِ ثُمَّ عَادَ بِهِ إِلَى الْبَيْتِ. He gathered this food. This was their food. And he took this food to his wife Fatima. But Fatima never complained. Today we complain. We the men, if we don't have different types of food on the table, we complain. If the food is not ready on time, we complain. If the food is not very tasty and delicious, we complain. We men and women complain. See how many times we complain from the morning till midnight? How many times we complain? But Ali and Fatima never complained, because they put the satisfaction of God. Because they know even hunger and starvation is imtihan and bala and ikhtibar and test. It's a test. The day you are full, it's a test. The day you are empty, your stomach is empty, it's a test. The day you are healthy, it's a test. The day you are sick, it's test. The day you have is test, and the day you don't have is another test. Life is about test. أَفَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. We just leave them without putting them to daily tests, daily imtihans. Daily. Their teacher was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an, the embodiment, the personification of this book, the Qur'an. We read this book, treasure, this book is a treasure. I mentioned to you that a few weeks ago, when one of the Indian Muslim leaders gave this book to a Hindu leader in India. He gave him this book. He asked him about his book. What is your book? He said, this is our book, the Quran. After a few months came back to him, he asked him, what do you think of the book I gave you? He said, the book you gave me is an excellent book, but give me your real book. Where is the real book of the Muslims? See, he's asking for the real book. Why? Because he doesn't see any trace of this book in our manners, in our life, in our families, in our homes, in our markets, in our relationships. Missing. Quran is missing. We read the Quran, the month of Ramadan will be coming in 2 months. We read the Quran, we have circles of Quran, we have taraweeh, we have memorization, we have tafsir, but we don't have a practice. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. His character was this book. أمير المؤمنين هو القرآن الناطق. This is Quran الصامت, silent. This is silent, on paper. أمير المؤمنين was a spoken Quran. Quran that walks on earth. This was their akhlaq. This is why they had patience. They didn't complain. But history tells us one day, Fatima alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen says about her, istaqat. Amir al-Mu'mineen would acknowledge his wife. See, one of the things that we don't do, the husbands and wives do not do, and it becomes a source of tension, is that we do not acknowledge each other's services. We don't. We take each other for granted. We, the men, think wives are created to serve us. And wife thinks their husbands have been created just to give them money, suppliers of money. But this is not right. We have to acknowledge each other. We have to thank each other. Every day. In America, in the West, once a year, Valentine's Day, today, you give roses to your wife. Some men I know reluctantly give roses, because if he doesn't, there is no lunch, no dinner. Every day is a day where we have to really appreciate our wives, our families, our children, our husbands, our parents. Every day, every day. It's a beautiful that the husband acknowledges what his wife does at home, and sometimes stand next to her. The Prophet, when he gave Fatima to Ali, he said, I have an advice for you. I love both of you. Fatima is the biological daughter of the Prophet. Ali is a spiritual son of the Prophet. Ali was raised in the house of the Prophet since the age of 6. Since the age of 6, Ali is in the house of the Prophet. So the Prophet is his father. He said to them, I have a simple advice. This is an advice. This is suggestion. Ya Ali, whatever outside the house is your responsibility. Whatever inside the house is Fatima's responsibility. So you have to divide the responsibility among you. Do not put all the load on one person's shoulder. That person is going to collapse. No matter how that person is strong and loving and caring and nice and humble and dedicated, one day is going to collapse. So you have to share the responsibility. You have to work together. Ta'awun. You have to have ta'awun, cooperation between you. Neither the wife should put all the load on her husband's shoulder, neither him puts all the responsibility on her shoulder. They have to divide. They have to help each other on a daily basis. So Imam al-Sadiq says, كَانَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَحْطُبُ وَيَسْقِي وَيَكْنُسُ. Amir al-Mu'mineen would bring the wood and the water, يَسْقِي, bring, because the water has to be brought from outside. There was no running water in the homes. وَيَكْنُسُ, sweeps. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he sweeps the house. وَكَانَتْ فَاطِمَةُ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامُ تَطْحَنُ وَتَعْجُنُ وَتَخْبُزُ. She would grind, kneads and bakes the food, the bread. They divided the responsibility. And how oftentimes Imam Ali would come and help his wife and sits next to her. One day, دخل عليهما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فرآهما يطحنان في الجاروش. Jarush is the handmill. Handmill. Probably some of you have seen this back homes in your villages, in your homes. So they were grinding, both of them, but they were tired. Both of them were tired. فَقَالَ أَيُّكُمَا أَعْيَى. Who's more tired than the other? So what was the answer? What was the answer? Imagine, what was the Prophet is asking both Ali and Fatima, who's more tired than the other? If we were there, we would say, أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I am more tired. But here Ali said on behalf of Fatima, said, Ya Rasulullah, Fatima is more tired than me. Ali. Look, this is chivalry. This is rajula. This is when you defend your wife, when you protect your wife, when you fear for your wife. This is protection. Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, Fatima tu a'ya. She is more tired than me. I still can work. فَقَالَ قُومِ يَا بُنَيَّ. Step aside, the Prophet said to his daughter. Step aside. فَقَامَتْ وَجَلَسَ النَّبِيُّ مَوْضِعَهَا. Not only the husband and wife are amazing, the father-in-law, Rasulullah, he said, I'm going to sit here, substitute for Fatima. He's helping his daughter. He's helping his daughter. فَجَلَسَ النَّبِيُّ مَوْضِعَهَا مَعَ عَلِيٍّ فَوَاسَاهُ. فَوَاسَاهُ, he helped Ali. He helped Ali فِي طَحْنِ الْحَبِّ. In grinding the grain, the wheat. He was helping Ali alayhi salam. This is an example of the strong family, healthy family. This is happy family. A happy family does not have to live in a mansion on such and such zip code. Doesn't have to drive such and such cars. Doesn't have to have such and such jewelry and gold and silver and furniture. Doesn't have to. Happy family when we protect each other. Even though our life is simple, humble, very small, very little, but we are content, we are satisfied. We put Ridha Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above our Ridha. Let me conclude with this story. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says about Fatima, look how he appreciates her, how he acknowledges what she does at home. She had a big responsibility at home. Not just cooking and cleaning. Raising four children is not easy. To raise one son, one daughter is not easy. It's a big task. Raising four children. Two boys, two girls, under very difficult circumstances. Not normal circumstances. Medina was under attack almost every day. And the defense minister was her husband, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Has to be dispatched left and right. No longer he comes back home to rest from a battle, from a military excursion, where the Prophet would send him again to another excursion. He was absent from home. So, a mother with four children, and her father is Rasulullah. Her father is a role model, she's a role model. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, استقت فاطمة بالقربة حتى أثر في صدرها. She carried the water to the extent that it left marks on her chest, on her shoulder. أثر في صدرها. وطحنت بالرحى حتى مجلت يداها. And she grinded with the hand mill until her hand was bruised. Her hand, her palms were bruised. وكنست البيت حتى غبر ثوبها. She swept the house until her clothing became dusty. وأوقدت تحت القدر حتى دكنت ثيابها. And she let the fire, kindled the fire for cooking until her dress were all darkened. فأصابها من ذلك ضرر شديد. فأصابها من ذلك ضرر شديد. She was suffering, physically suffering. Big responsibility. فجاءت إلى النبي. One day she came to speak to her father. تطلب خادما. Maybe her father can send her a maid to help her out. فوجدت عنده أناس. Some companions were sitting next to the prophet. فانصرفت حياء. She didn't say anything. She saw some men are sitting next to her father. She went back. حياء. She was embarrassed to say anything. The prophet is intelligent. He knew Fatima came for something and she didn't ask. فَعَلِمَ النَّبِيُّ ذَلِكَ. He realized. أَنَّهَا جَاءَتْ لِحَاجَةٍ. She came, she had a need. فَزَارَهُمْ فِي الْيَوْمِ التَّالِي. The prophet himself went to their room. The following day, فَدَخَلَ وَسَلَّمْ. He greeted them. وَسَأَلَ فَاطِمَةً. My daughter Fatima, you came yesterday to talk to me, but you didn't say anything. فَاسْتَحْيَتْ فَاطِمَةً أَن تُجِيبَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Again, this is a private session. She was too embarrassed to tell him, to ask for anything. Look at Fatima's honor and dignity. Look at Fatima's tarbiyah. Look at Fatima's nobility. Here, Imam Ali said, فَأَجَابَ عَلِيٌّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. And he mentioned the same story. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Fatima carried the water until left marks. She swept the house. She did this. She did that. She came to you to ask for a maid. Maybe the maid can help her. Listen to the answer of the Prophet. فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He wept. فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلَهِ وَقَالَ يَا فَاطِمَةَ إني لا أريد أن ينفك عنك أجرك إلى الجارية. I know, يا فاطمة. I realize you are my daughter. You are next door. I see these things. But you are different from others. And I do not want you to lose the reward that you receive in this life. And that reward goes to the maid. I want that reward of your struggle, your hard work, your suffering goes to you, يا فاطمة. And then he said, but I'm going to teach you something to elevate this pain and this suffering. أَفَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمَا, both of you, Ali and Fatima, مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمَا مِنَ الْخَادِمِ, is going to be more beneficiary for you than the maid? قَالَ نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, إِذَا أَخَذْتُمَا مَنَامَكُمَا, when you go to bed at the end of the day, فكبر الله سبحانه وتعالى 34 واحمداه 33 وسبحاه 33 كان لكما خيرا من الدنيا وما فيها. الله أكبر. Say this تسبيحة, ذكر الله, ولذكر الله أكبر, ولذكر الله أكبر. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. ذكرا كثيرا, much remembrance. Imam al-Sadiq says, الذكر الكثير هو تسبيحة الزهراء عليه السلام. One of the examples of much remembrance is when you do the تسبيحة. 34 times, Allahu Akbar. 33 times, Alhamdulillah. 33 times, Subhanallah. When you say it with your soul, with your heart, you get connected to the source of power. Source of power, source of energy, source of love, source of optimism. Your life is going to change. You know you are a guest here, so you have to run and run and run faster. You are in a marathon in this life. It connects you to God. Dhikrullah. He gave them this gift And from that day, this gift went as Tasbihatu Zahra. We also use it, the mu'mineen. Before you leave your prayers, just don't forget. In other mosques, as soon as the imam says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, people leave. Stay. Stay. For a few minutes. Dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. These are complementary. Tasbihat and ta'qibat are complementary to the prayers. If in your prayers there are some deficiencies, these ta'qibat, these du'as, these tasbihat are going to complete them, integrate them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.